Hello and welcome to the ChannelBuzz.ca podcast. I'm Robert Dutt, editor of ChannelBuzz.ca, and as always, your host for the show. Today we present the second of two interviews I conducted at Citrix Synergy earlier this year, this time talking to Ed Rodriguez, Vice President and General Manager of Sales for Citrix Canada. Ed moved into this role leading the Canadian organization at the beginning of the year, and we chat about how arriving into a Canadian January from South Florida gave him both a quick indoctrination into our home and native land and a new appreciation for the importance of working remotely. We also discuss Ed's top priorities for the Canadian business and the dual challenge and opportunity of the conservative nature of Canadian business when it comes to technology and innovation when compared to some of our US peers. We talk about the soon-to-launch intelligent workspace, how Canadian customers are consuming the company's offerings today, and how the company's partners are adapting to that, and the biggest untapped opportunities for the partners right now, as well as much more. It's a great conversation, so let's get right into it. My chat with Ed Rodriguez.
To open it, it's been a little less than 6 months, I guess, in the Canadian role. Can you kind of update us on how getting into the role has gone for you?
Yeah, so and I actually wrote an article on LinkedIn kind of after being in the role for a couple of months.
Yeah.
And, you know, the most feedback I got from the article, which really articulates the beginning of the story, is when I landed in January in Canada, coming from South Florida. Talk about shocker.
Yeah.
But the shocker wasn't just that I was freezing cold. It was that there was practically nobody around. And It was also the same week that they had this Arctic blast thing.
Yeah.
And so postal service wasn't happening. There was no mail being delivered. People weren't going into work because their kids got their schools canceled. And so all of a sudden, the week I showed up was the week where this crazy amount of remote access requirements, all this work from home stuff was squarely in my face,
right?
That it's bullseye for Canada, right? And the things that we experience, you know, periodically in Florida, which would be from hurricanes and storms of that nature, was so in the epicenter of Canada, especially in those winter months, and very unpredictable. And so, you know, my initial onset was, wow, tremendous opportunity here, because, you know, all of the factors at bay that make Citrix such a viable and great technology stack and solution for customers that had these remote access requirement needs. And I compounded that with learning more and more about where organizations were in their technology life cycles and finding out there were many folks that were still running legacy versions of Windows Desktop that hadn't even moved on to the next version, right? And then I took a look at where we are with cloud adoption and found that there was definitely some people tinkering with it. And Azure and Office 360 were starting to make their moves. But again, there was a lot of opportunity to educate customers and be a part of the design experience, the design phase with them as they looked at their movement to cloud. So, you know, fast forward to here we are now. You know, I'd say, you know, we made it through our first quarter together as a team. And we continued to grow as we had been doing the prior year past, which really just shows that, you know, the solution sets really resonate and continue to resonate. And then the expansive stack that we have to the networking side, compiled with the workspace vision, is really starting to resonate with the customers.
You've touched on, obviously, a few major opportunity areas. What are you kind of focused on in terms of those top priorities for the balance of the year?
It's not one thing that we're focused on. You know, one of the things that I think Citrix does well is we don't limit ourselves to just saying we're only going to focus on this set of customers or this particular sales motion or go-to-market strategy or this particular product. We take a very consultative approach with our customers, and they vary in industries and they vary in sizes, right? And as you guys know, and I learned quite quickly, all of the large organizations, and there's only about 300 of them in Canada, and then you have this vast array of small, medium businesses. Challenges are the same, complexity is different. And so I don't say that I have a very specific narrowed focus for the back half of the year. I think our job is to really spend time understanding the customer's journey, their needs, and how do we best help them achieve their goals. And in some cases, it's about these projects that reduce risk, provide more productivity and accessibility of their employees and their agents. In some cases, it's about securing their infrastructure, preparing for catastrophes and for intrusions and those types of things?
You touch on sort of the note of what I would call sort of the conservative nature of Canadian businesses when it comes to tech adoption. Typically, we're a little bit behind the curve for a lot of these things. Something that I think in your role you could see as either a challenge or an opportunity or a little bit of both. Curious to get your thoughts on sort of how that works for or against you and your partners.
So you said it perfectly. It creates the opportunity because the long tail of legacy IT and infrastructure has always been a sweet spot for Citrix in terms of turning it, providing it in a more modernized delivery vehicle without having to forklift or change or remove the old IT infrastructure, the old application sets that they're using. So, you know, a key example would be, you know, an old Windows-based application predominantly was installed on a desktop. We can modernize that by making it accessible through the web, making it feel as though it's a web-based application in many ways. But we didn't really change the app. So the long tail, if you will, that slow moving, provides us the opportunity to help these organizations with reduced risk, not having to change out, forklift those apps and what have you, yet still get that same kind of benefit in terms of mobilization, modernization, security, accessibility, and all those things. So that's the opportunity, to your point. The downside and harder side is obviously the justification and getting the organizations to take that step and move that step forward, which is really breaking inertia in many ways. And I think what we found is two keys to success there has been relying upon social proof, meaning that there's a lot of organizations who've already done this, and there's a lot of organizations in Canada who've already done this. They're just not as well advertised and know about each other as well. And so the more that we do helping organizations realize what, you know, others in their industry or in their geography are doing today, it lowers their apprehension and risk. So we see that. The other thing we do is we spend a lot of time helping them devise business cases and help them understand the two sides of the equation. What's your gains and your TCOs and your ROIs? What's your risk and how are we reducing that risk in the same motion of doing those things? And if we do that right, you tend to be able to get the mindshare to move forward.
Okay. Obviously, the big news here at the event is the workspace or intelligent workspace aspect that's coming later this year.
Yeah.
That whole dashboard and that whole experience focus. Curious to get your thoughts on the early day opportunity that you see in Canada around that launch.
Yeah. So you know the best part about the workspace and what we're doing there is that it's now no longer just about Citrix apps, Citrix delivered apps, virtualization apps. And we know many of our customers, and we've seen this because we've got legacy customers in Canada for many, many years, right? So we've been following along with their journey in their IT and what they're doing, just like everybody else, slowly but surely, is changing their app architectures, moving towards SaaS apps where it makes sense and where they can. Now, you know, they come back to us and they're trying to say, well, is Citrix's value diminished or not? Or how can Citrix help us in the same capacity that you previously did? And I think that's where the workspace is really exciting for us, because now we come back to our customers and say, we want to participate in this change, in this modernization, not just what we previously did emulate modernization. We actually participate in that journey, whether they move into cloud, adopting SaaS apps, and putting all of those controls in place that if they just try to consume them natively, they wouldn't have. The things that you saw around watermarking, analytics, security, and even some cases performance, that we can actually do within our workspace is actually far better than what you can actually just do it natively. So I think, to me, it's an exciting time for us to bring this to Canada, and it really answers that question of, hey, is Citrix just living in the world of our old apps and our old infrastructure, or are they participant in our new modernization of applications as well as our journey to the cloud? And I think we have a square answer to yes on that.
It's very much reminds me of an updated approach of kind of the early receiver, whereas receiver was about allowing you to find your apps more easily. This seems to be much more about finding what you actually need to do with those apps and exposing that much more easily.
I'd say it's been a multi-step journey from access to organization plus access.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden we added things like, well, the applications, you can also have access to the content and files and so forth. So we moved closer and closer towards one-stop shop for your needs. And I think this last mile now says, okay, let's go inside the applications and extract some of the complexity from the main things that you do within those apps and bring them in the forefront of Workspace without having to actually go into that app and navigate, click on whatever you need to do to get to the menu screen to actually take the action, which was something that really is one click away if you suck that into the Workspace using microservices.
All right. How do you see Workspace and the way Workspace is going changing, or do you see it changing, sort of how your partners add value and what they do for a living around Citrix deployments? It seems like the focus is going to be more and more on, I don't want to say hardcore development, but producing connectors and more intellectual property type stuff like that. Just curious to hear your thoughts on what partners will wrap around around Workspace as it comes out.
That's, to me, that's 100% incremental in terms of what partners maybe didn't have the opportunity to do within Citrix, the Citrix ecosystem, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
The new addition of being able to develop microservices and those integrations, those applications, provides a services play, because most organizations aren't going to have DevOps teams and those types of folks that are part of their organization. So this is a great spot for partners who've got that expertise. Not everybody has that expertise or wants to have it, but those that do have a nice journey and a nice runway to continue growing with Citrix in that space. But it doesn't take away, I think, from the primary opportunity, the large one that's out there for the partners of today, which is taking the existing Citrix environments and bringing them to the cloud and concurrent with their customers that are going to the cloud, and then picking up not only the envelope of moving things from Citrix to the cloud, but all of the adjacent, you know, processes, technology, and things that are required to make that a successful experience for the users as well as successful for the IT organization doing it.
We've heard a fair bit here about sort of the success that Citrix has had in moving to that sort of subscription model and cloud-based model over the last few years. Curious to get your thoughts on momentum you see there in Canada, especially given our discussion a few minutes ago about the fact that the Canadian market tends to be a little bit behind sort of where some other nations
are. That's a great point. When I took the role in January, I did a look back, obviously, and took a look at some trending as to how our customers were consuming our technology, whether they were buying it still perpetually or were they moving on to the subscription modern way of buying with, you know, payments, etc. And it was lower than in the United States. I saw it was significantly slower, but in the first half of this year, it's significantly picked up.
Okay.
And so what I'm seeing is the trend is actually changing, and it's changing real time right now. And so if I not only look at our sales and what we've done in the first 5 months, the balance is much more closer to the U.S., and if I look at our forward-looking pipeline and activities that we have with customers, that continues. And it's not just fueled by the Zen apps and desktop or Citrix apps and desktops and our traditional Workspace stuff. It's also fueled by our networking technologies, and that we now have subscription offerings for our networking technologies that are really, really compelling, particularly when you have multiple locations or we've got multiple of our Citrix networking components, whether they be in hardware and software format or two locations or 10 locations in the cloud or on-premise. The subscription models actually allow us to have a lot more flexibility and provide agility to the customer that says, you can scale up and scale down, you can share bandwidth across the variety of different networking touch points that you have. And while doing that, all those analytics come into place, which is another subscription format for our analytics platform. So I think we're seeing it kind of coming on both sides, the networking side as well as the traditional apps and desktop side, as they migrate towards that subscription model.
We found your partners' capability, and business models are kind of keeping pace with that change you're seeing in the customers in terms of the subscription move?
I think that they're adjusting, but their challenge often is that Citrix is traditionally a two-tier distribution model for sales. And so it's not just that the partner needs to be able to handle the subscription model for sailing and for collections, so does the distributor, you know, all the way up to Citrix. So it's that whole alignment, if you will, that has been being ironed out over time. And I think we're making big progress there, but I think that was a friction point of last year that might have been one of those areas that kept it from growing as fast.
And that's been resolved by the sounds of it, or is it in the process of being resolved?
It's both. It's largely been resolved and is still in process of being resolved, but the friction seems to be a lot less. I would say that it must be an acceptance thing that's going on, that this is sort of the way it's the world is, it, not just Citrix, but all the other variety of software manufacturers out there, you can't be a distributor, you can't be a service provider or reseller if you're not really willing to, you know, sell, manage, and provide services to your customers in that type of fashion.
All right. Chris, what's your thoughts on what you see as sort of biggest greenfield or untapped opportunities for partners in the Canadian market right now?
I would say that I mentioned a bit about the two things. The idea of helping customers move to the cloud. That's a clear one. It's clear cut. Every customer that I talk to has short-term, medium-term, or long-term are already in the process of moving to the cloud. It's on their agenda. It's a C-level initiative. And so the more that they can provide and be a strategic advisor and consultant and help that journey along, there's a tremendous opportunity, and that's where I think the partners can continue to play. And again, that's not just a Citrix-specific thing. It's helping them, you know, move from Microsoft on-premise to Office 365 and all of the other variety of things that are out there, that the cloud provides great economics, great flexibility, security, and, you know, kind of robustness of infrastructure if they move there. So that's step one. Step two, I come back to is networking. Citrix networking is not nearly as well known in the channel community, is what I found in Canada, as it could be. And so there's certainly some partners and resellers out there that have developed a high level of expertise and are doing it really well. And then there's partners out there that still think of us as, you know, just this front ending of a Citrix environment, and that's all we do from a networking space. And I think that it's our job to help, you know, enable them, because there's a great opportunity out there in this new forward look of how networking and software defined networking applies to the organizations within Canada and beyond.
Given the changes we're seeing in business models, curious if you see new types of organizations making sense as Citrix partners, whether that's sort of other software partners that are making this transition to cloud and service-based economies, or just, especially as we get into workspace, sort of partners who have historically worked with, you know, the SAPs and other folks who will be surfaced in that workspace might suddenly make sense as partners to help do that integration.
I think you're spot on. So, you know, most recently, I was able to attend the Microsoft Summit in Redmond, which was for all the Canadian Microsoft partners, or at least the partners that they selected to invite and come, which was a good number of them. And you could see there's a ton of overlap in terms of where Microsoft is leading their partners and where Citrix is leading their partners. And that cross-section of Microsoft partners that is also not a part of that Citrix community is a tremendous opportunity that I think is now newer alignment for them that provides gains in both sides. Because if they're doing the right things with Citrix, oftentimes it's impacting and helping their Microsoft business as well, right? So if they are deploying Citrix in the cloud in Azure, it's also delivering for them a good amount of Azure sales, as well as momentum and rebates and things of that nature that really help their relationship with Microsoft foster.
So there you have it, a look at Ed Rodriguez's plans for Citrix Canada. I'd like to thank Ed for taking the time to chat. Thanks, Citrix, for having me out to Synergy, and of course, thank you for listening. The ChannelBuzz.ca podcast will be back later this week, as we'll have a chat with Arash Hidari, ISV Field Specialist at Ingram Micro Canada, about the distributor's ongoing Comet competition, which, for the first time, will be offering Canadian startups and ISVs a chance to compete on a global stage for both cash prizes and go-to-market support from Ingram Micro. Find out more about that later this week on the podcast. In the meantime, we'd appreciate it if you take a moment to leave us a rating in your podcast app of choice. And, of course, you can subscribe to the podcast in either Apple Podcasts or Google Podcasts to make sure you never miss an episode. Until next time, I'm Robert Dutt for ChannelBuzz.ca, and I'll see you around the channel.